Hello and welcome to Rolling Nerdy Tabletop Gaming Podcast Dungeons and Dragons Edition. This is our continuation of our campaign we're creating, and I've come up with a really insane way of creating character background, so we're going to be doing that tonight. Before we get into that, we got the normal people who will be here for our D&D games, which are, say your name real quick.
Vincent.
Sam.
Joseph's eating.
That was food for Joseph.
Christy.
Dan.
And our new person, who usually plays D&D with us but does not come for the other podcast recordings, is...
Jenny.
And she's going to try not to talk, but we're going to make her talk.
As best we can. Yep.
All right, so the first thing we're doing tonight is we have...
Ooh, truffles.
We're starting character creation as children. So, all of our characters live in roughly the same part of our world, which is on the west coast of the eastern continent, if you remember what the map looks like. In a town that is...
Far away from home.
Yeah, most everybody is going to be far away from where they started, but your families have ended up here some way or another. Actually, this location is a hub for the airship trade. Yeah. Also, regular ships, because it's on the ocean, and the dwarves and halflings are building train tracks around here as well. We have steam-powered trains in this world. If you,
because why not?
Because we love trains.
And if you don't know why we have that, you should go back and listen to the microscope where we created the world timeline. So, everybody has ended up in roughly the same part of the world, and they will not start out maybe perhaps not knowing each other, but somewhere along the line they will meet each other. So, I want you to, first of all, tell us your name, class, race, and your childhood stats that you have determined so far, starting with Vince.
All right, so I'm a Skarsk'ta, Lizardfolk Barbarian, Strength 9, Dex 12, Con 15, Intelligence 9, Wisdom 7, and Charisma
4.
Those sound really low, though, because those are childhood stats. 15 is ridiculous for a child, by the way.
Really rolled well, plus the...
Racial adjustment.
Racial adjustment and the one thing that we got to choose, that we'll be choosing for the skills.
Okay, so he's added something that we haven't really talked about yet, but we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, Sam, what you got?
I'll be playing Mapalarlak. He's an Arbren.
And for people who don't know what that is, what is that?
It's a tree folk.
They look like a tree?
They're more human, but they have more like bark skin.
Okay.
What is that name again?
Mapalarlak.
Maple Aralac.
So we're going to call you May.
Maple.
Either way.
All right, carry on.
Strength 9, Dex 6, Con 8, Intelligence 10, Wisdom 9, Charisma 7.
All right, Joseph.
My name is Athmin. I am a female arachne. I have a strength of 4.
And you
4.
Probably should tell people what an arachne is for the people who don't know.
We're a race of spider people.
Kind of like spider centaurs, like spider bodies with a humanish body on top, right?
Yes.
Stop.
Come on, Chrissy. Stop. He was doing so well.
I'm sorry.
Support Joseph in his... In his
all right, so I'm going to keep working on trying to do a female voice. I may or may not do it, but anyways, I am playing a female arachne, though. I've got a strength of 4, a dex of 13, a con of 11... an intelligence of 10, a wisdom of 6, and a charisma of 8.
All right, Christy, what are you working with?
I am playing a female Twi'lev fighter who I do not have a name for yet because that's the hardest part of a character.
So what do we call you? Tentaclehead?
Do not call me Tentaclehead.
What is a Twi'lev for people who don't know?
Well,
let's actually call something else a little different.
Twi'lek.
Right?
As you know what they are in Star Wars.
Yes, it is our generic Walmart cola version of a Twi'lek.
Right, to avoid copyright infringement.
It's the fantasy world version. You know, they grew up in the unders of the mountain, and they like cooking the mushroom people. And
mushroom people.
They are delicious.
They are delicious.
All right.
Like eating cats.
Danny, what are you working with?
My character is Bartholomew. He's a dwarven wizard.
Hey, Bart.
We'll talk. Don't call me Bart. It's Bartholomew.
Whatever.
You'll learn more about him as we go along. He has a robust strength of a 10.
Nice.
Dexterity of 9, constitution of 10, an intelligence of 8, a wisdom of 10, and believe it or not, a charisma of 12.
And what class were you planning on
Wizard. I was going to be a wizard, but we'll see what happens.
I didn't say my stats.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a strength of 9, a dex of 6, a con of 5, an intelligence of 6, a wisdom of 3, and a charisma of 11.
Ah.
All right. And did you get all everything out? Everything, Danny? Okay. Jenny, what are you playing?
I am Aggie. I'm a polar owl, rogue, female. My strength is a 3, my dexterity is a 9, constitution is a 7, intelligence is a 4, wisdom is a 9, and charisma is a 9.
Is she strong enough to fly?
Not even the sharpest knife in the drawer.
You are not the most. You are not the brightest criminal in the box.
All right, so everybody has kind of. Most of them are kind of not great stats.
No.
Well, then we rolled 2d6.
2d6
in order, and added any racial bonuses.
All right.
So a little limiting.
Yes. But they're just children at this point, around age 6 or whatever would be appropriate for your race. Whatever, I don't know, but you got to be kind of similar in age. So we're using a resource that is no longer in print. And if you go on eBay and try to buy it, some joker's trying to sell one for $800.
Oh, wow.
It's called Central Casting Heroes of Legend. Mm-hmm. And it's very random in character background creation, so I've separated out the random things from the things that I don't think are random.
And we've used this in the past with our characters, and it's been a lot of fun, has a lot of unusual things that come up with your character. It's kind of interesting how we're changing it around this time.
Danny's making more noise with a bag.
No, he's making noise.
I'm trying to get cough drops out. Sorry.
To keep from making more noise. So everybody's already looked at the page and looked at what they think they would like for their choice events to be for childhood. Vince, how many did you choose?
4. Possibly looking at a 5th, but I'm not sure.
But in childhood, 1 or 2 or 3?
In childhood, I have 1.
And what was that?
That was a religious experience.
All right, so we need to find the page in the book for religious experience. Which god is your experience with?
Oda.
All right. Keeping track of this somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have 1 to 3 things happen to you during this religious experience.
Okay. So what are we rolling?
Yeah.
Is this a D3?
A D3, yep. Only one. And roll a 20.
So we do need dice.
Yep.
5.
You join the religion.
Oh,
which
okay.
You probably would have done anyway.
I was planning on being a barbarian shaman, so, you know, that kind of fits. What did I do when I joined the religion? Do we drink Kool-Aid?
No, you get to
go see the spaceship.
You are. Are you merely a temple goer, a devoted follower, a fervent believer, or an all-consuming fanatical passion? Which one does describe you?
What was the third one?
Fervent belief seeks to spread God's faith.
That's a little more extreme.
If you're going to be a shaman, shouldn't you be seeking to spread the faith?
My people don't necessarily need to spread it. As long as I believe it and my people are doing it, I don't need to make other people
okay.
believe
so
it.
You're just
about my God's will.
So you're just a devoted follower then?
Very devoted, yep.
All right, and that's it. You only wanted one childhood event, correct?
Yep.
All right, and
so wait, we picked childhood and adolescence?
Yeah, we're just going to go around and do childhood, and then we're going to come back around. So roll a D6.
Okay.
What?
I'm real confused.
I'll explain it to you when you get there. That happens to you at age 11.
Okay.
All right, how many did you choose, Sam?
I didn't know how you were splitting them up. You said pick 3 or 4. So.
And what did you pick?
Which one do you think might be childhood?
Learn a skill.
All right, what skill did you choose?
There's a skill chart?
Yes, you didn't look at the skills. Somebody have the skill chart?
It could be the skills that are already in the player's handbook, or...
The list of unusual skills that are in the central casting book.
I thought this was for occupation.
Occupation.
Oh, that is.
Okay, here's the skill chart.
So it should be these.
And you also would need to look at the list from the player's handbook. While he's looking at that, Joseph, what did you choose?
So I've got I chose a bunch, but now that I know that I need to divvy them up, I've got two childhood ones.
What did you choose?
I gained a friend.
All right. So let me find the chart for gaining a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Good Lord.
I want those pop figures so fun. Bad. I want a rose. And I'm like gonna put it on my desk. He's like, back in St. Olaf.
All right. So Joseph has a friend, and who is this friend? You get to choose, and I'll give you a list, or you can choose your own choice. A childhood friend, a family member, a non-human, a stranger, a kid, a sibling, an adventurer, a former enemy. Or you can choose whatever you want.
Could it be someone from the West Coast area?
Yep.
Like my family moved over there?
Yep.
Who I can't remember the map. Who's around here? What?
Minotaurs, ram men, genasi, humans.
A genasi, a little error. An air genasi.
Okay, you got gained a friend of an air genasi. And why are you friends? One of you saved the other's life. You share a goal. Your parents were companions. You have the same enemy. You just happen to be
parents.
In the same. Your parents?
Parents?
Okay. So that's how you gained a genasi friend. And what did you have another one for childhood?
I do. Let me write a little bit of that down.
All right, then we go back to Sam. Were you up? You catch up yet? What skill did you want?
Actually, I think it's more of a hobby, but. Little wooden models.
All right. Skill of... that is a hobby. So
carpentry.
Or you call it a skill of carpentry, or you can change it to hobby of building models. Whichever one...
building models.
Okay. So go ahead and put that down. Christy, how many childhood events are you going to have?
Two.
Two? And what's the first one?
A rival.
Ooh, interesting choice. Who is it? A former lover, a family member, a non-human, a stranger, a former friend, an enemy of the family, a sibling, a professional rival, a friend, or a member of another guild?
Well, since I'm a kid, it's not going to be a lover.
Could be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
That'd be creepy.
Yep.
God bless you.
Thank you. Family member, non-human, stranger, former friend.
Well, we're non-human. There's not a human at this table.
Right.
I haven't been human.
There are humans in the vicinity, so you could choose a human.
It's true.
Make it a sibling.
All right. One of your siblings is an enemy, and why? You love the same person, your sporting event rivals, your parents were rivals, they don't like your looks, one of you insulted the other one, you seek the same goal, he's jealous of your possessions, always trying to outdo each other, or your distant ancestors were rivals since you're siblings. That one wouldn't really apply.
You took all those Legos.
Jealous of the character's possessions is a good one.
You had more micro needs than you.
So which one did you choose on that?
He's jealous of my skills.
Jealous of your skills. And what kind of rival? Friendly, jealous, intense, fierce, deadly, or obsessive?
That's a better question. What
kind of skills? Cooking. Unchuck skills.
He's jealous of how well I can cook.
Friendly would mean you get along with your rivals. Intense, jealous is a little more intense, fierce, or deadly. He wants to kill you, or obsessive. He spends every waking hour seeking to find you and kill you.
Let's go one below deadly.
That would be fierce. Rival hates the character bitterly. This is an unheatable grudge. That's a weird way to put it. The rival often clouds judgment that could lead to no holes barred conflict.
Wow. You said it was
fierce?
You're
going to have a cook-off.
Yeah. No. To the pain.
Ooh.
All right, is that it for you?
I have one more. I have a hobby.
A hobby? And what hobby did you choose?
Cooking.
Cooking. All right, Danny?
I had two childhood events. One of them I learned a skill, which was insight.
Okay.
And then the other one is I gained a friend.
All right.
It was me.
Who's your friend? Childhood.
It would be her.
Okay, good.
My childhood friend.
All right, and why are you friends?
I make him soup.
She makes, well, eventually later on, I'm going to be apprenticed to an innkeeper. So we probably met hanging around the inn where she was learning to cook, and I was learning my insight, I guess.
And I think I skipped something where the other person, people who had friends. Mm-hmm. What kind of friend is it? A loyal friend, a bubbling buddy, a grim ally, a gung-ho Joe, a groaning griper, a good old boy, or an incurable romantic?
So we'll be loyal friends.
Loyal friends, okay.
You're my buddy.
Did somebody else have a friend?
The only one who can call me Bark.
Loyal friend, okay. Was that it for you, or did you have another one?
I only had two.
Okay.
Gain a friend, learn a skill.
Jenny, how many childhood events did you have?
Three.
And what are they?
Gain a friend.
All right. And who is your friend?
It's a stranger.
Oh, you gained a stranger friend. Okay, why?
Because we happen to be in the same area.
And you decided to become friends, okay?
And yep. He's a bubbling buddy.
Bubbling buddy, a buffoon who tries to be a hero and may inadvertently succeed more often than he fails. Give him comical quirks, intensely loyal, but not much help in a fight, and may have an inferiority complex. All right, now...
Where's he got a sidekick?
Stranger danger.
Oh, that's only, I got one more. She got Lacely.
Only has an inferiority complex because they're inferior.
All right, now we go. More. Oh, I'm sorry.
Illegal activity.
Oh, that's a good one.
At a young age?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's when it starts.
It's a childhood criminal. All right, there's certain parts of this you get to choose and certain parts of this you don't get to choose. Why are you becoming a criminal?
Okay, so my childhood friend that I gained was Sarah, the Aragonasi. Our parents worked together to develop new trade routes for the air shipping. Eventually, though, we got kind of bored and we started... thieving, stealing stuff from the trade ships.
All right, and what kind of theft would you call that? Petty theft, more of an independent criminal, piracy, banditry?
It's probably piracy.
Well,
would it be petty theft, or would it escalate up to the level of piracy?
Well, piracy kind of entails more than just two people.
Right.
Piracy continues, like hijacking a ship.
Well, it's two people, and they probably couldn't get past petty crime.
All right. And one to three things are going to happen to you during your criminal escapade, so roll a
d3. One.
And then roll a 20.
Oh, 20. I need 20. Oh, 20. That's 20. 20.
Yeah, I did say you only needed sixes. I lied.
You lied! Well,
okay, let's... Ooh, that
was
nice. 15.
All righty, then. A crime lord becomes your patron and begins grooming you to be the leader of organized crime.
Perfect.
Great. You got flipping Scarface.
All right, that's it for your... And how many childhood events did you have, Vince?
Childhood?
Yeah, we're still on childhood.
Just the one.
Okay, so roll a 20. Because he chose an event, something random happens to him for that.
How about number 4?
Number 4 is something age-specific. So you are still a child.
Oh.
So roll a 20.
15.
You have an exotic event happens to you.
He goes to the deja vu.
Oh.
And roll a 20.
I was already there. He needs 2. Bubbles.
You befriend an intelligent non-humanoid monster.
I am an intelligent non-humanoid monster. I'm a lizard.
You're humanoid. You have legs and arms.
Oh, non-humanoid. Yeah. So it could be any kind of
So word. Y'all let you choose and you can
like
think about
it. Like a dragon.
That. I think that a dragon would probably be what my character would
All
go
right,
for.
So since you're a child, we're going to say it's a very young dragon.
All right.
All right. And that was it. You only had one, right?
Yep.
All right. How many childhood events did you have?
Just one hobby.
All right. Roll a 20.
It's a hobby, so you can't do anything too bizarre.
No.
You get a blessing. How about that?
You make one of these model trains, and someone goes nuts over them and says, you know, here, have a blessing, dude. Then he grows a third eye.
roll a 20.
Oh, 5.
No, not a 5. I'm kidding. I don't know what that means.
You gain the innate ability to sense lycanthropy within a 20-foot radius.
Awesome.
That is weird.
How does spelling models...
So you made it for...
No, hold on. As a tree, this helps him know before someone lifts their leg and pees on him.
All right, write it down now, but we're going to say you don't...
I also find you don't even, that it is a tree...
You don't know about it yet.
...wooden models.
It might not be wood. You know, yeah, wood. There is something.
He said it's wood.
Yeah.
That's
just remember that you have that, but your character doesn't know about it yet.
Actually, you know what? Ivory.
He whittles himself.
That way, it's like what? It's not like I'm carving up trees or something.
All right, Joseph. How many childhood events did you have?
What? Me? I thought we were done with childhood.
No,
these are the random events. Okay, so roll 2 20s and just give them to me one at a time.
3.
All right. Something wonderful.
Yay!
Guys!
Yeah, everybody's getting good stuff, so the bad stuff's coming soon.
I'm good.
Yeah, that's why stuff happened in my adolescence, so that's where all the bad stuff's going to happen to me. Yeah, me too.
All right, I'm having trouble here. All right, I got it. 20. Actually, roll a 20 and a 12.
You said we only needed D6s and E20s.
I'm just keep adding on stuff.
You might need percentile dice at some point.
You may.
20, then a 12?
No, just add them together.
Okay. 19.
We're not going to take that one.
Early what was it? What was it? What was it?
A lasting peace takes hold in the land. That has no effect on you.
Peace.
I can claim that. 10.
Peace. Huh. That's a good 4.
A despotic and evil ruler outlaws your parents after 1 to 10 years, so you need to roll a 10.
That is so detrimental.
It is horrible. It's because of my thieving. I did this. I know it.
I thought something wonderful happened to
me. Oh, we're getting to that.
Oh. I was like, good God, that's wonderful.
I don't want to the owner of a chocolate factory comes and makes him the sole heir to all of his wonders.
All right, let me write that down. A despotic ruler.
Yep. Outlaws your parents.
Outlaws.
And this, we forgot ages, but you need to determine what age this happens at. So roll a 6 and add a 6.
So 12.
Age 12, and then what did you get on the 10?
A 5.
5.
So at age 17, that ruler is overthrown, and your parents are not only pardoned, but are honored for their role by being made nobility.
Huh. Cool. So you have, like, title and stuff. At least your parents do.
More like he's entitled.
Oh, no. He's going to be one of those people.
Do I need to do the age thing for all of them?
Yeah.
Well, it's always a D6 plus 6?
Well, for this age, yes. Okay.
So I gained a friend about the same time.
All right, and also roll percentage dice.
starting young on the whole thievery thing.
Roll percentage dice, Joseph.
96.
Your father is made a knight.
I like it.
So he is Sir, whatever his name was before.
Elton John.
Was that it for you?
I've got one more random event.
All right, and what was the number?
I haven't really. 20.
Okay. An exotic event.
And this happened at age 11. So right before all the crazy stuff happened.
All right, so we have an exotic event for Joseph. Roll a 20.
9.
And I thought I was on the right page, but I still was not. 9.
9.
Oh, shut up.
9 exotic events.
And what was your roll?
9.
9.
How did you miss that after all the repetition?
All right. The followers of a previously unheard of god from another land have followed omens that led them to you. Their omens indicate that you is to be the mate of an avatar of their god.
Not this again.
Again?
It's up to you whether you choose to embrace that or run away from them or whatever.
Run away.
So they're probably looking for you.
Embrace your heritage. His name is Bob.
All right. Was that it for you?
Yes.
And how many childhood events did you have, Christy? So roll a 20.
Dun, dun, dun.
19.
Race-specific event. And you are?
A Twi'lev.
So according to this book, that makes you a monster.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm... Yeah. I don't know. I hope my race would be in this.
Yes.
Yes.
So roll a 10.
We don't have a human in the group.
But we have civilization.
6.
We're a civilized monster.
You gain a human friend.
He's going to force it on somebody, you know what I
mean? And roll a 20.
Running around with a tasty human. I mean, filthy human.
19.
Okay, roll that again because it says non-human and it specifically said human.
1.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Roll again. 20.
Oh, shit. 18.
A senator.
sudden become Annie.
All right.
Suddenly, Senator Palpatine is...
All right, you got another event.
Based off our history, we're still in the Empire, or did the Empire fall?
The Empire fell.
Oh.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
When did that happen?
She did it.
She did it.
Oh, they actually fell?
She took away their power.
Well, that doesn't...
No, then I decided that they fell. Because after they didn't have all of that ability anymore, they went back to being just orcs again, and they didn't really have the drive and the intelligence to maintain a big empire.
Would be some sort of that group council of nations that we made?
Yep, probably. Yeah, a human one.
Or has that even been rebuilt yet? Or are we still looking at...
It was still going.
Yeah, that was still going on.
I'm talking about, like, you know, who's in power.
All right, other 20.
18. 18. I didn't remember this die.
Age specific, and you are a child.
Oh, it's all age related.
So I roll a 20.
When you need to roll a 10.
All magic has a
10. Plus.
That's pretty lame. A friend of your family, an old warrior, tells you grand tales of adventure and derring do. Whoopee!
Hey, better than some of the alternatives.
It's better than you have to go ahead and shag some guy.
Yeah, exactly.
For religious figures.
All right.
You didn't have to be Mary.
Danny, how many childhood events did you have?
I had two, one of them...
You already chose your thing for.
We already chose one of our bad things, which is I developed a personality trait at the age of 7. I became a pacifist. We'll see how well this goes in the game.
That's okay. I beat the shit out of people for you.
That's...
And then roll a 20 for your other one.
I haven't decided that yet.
That'd be awesome.
20. 20.
And it's an exotic event. 20?
I'm sure there is. 19. I need to remember that dice.
I don't know if that really deserves it. I'll just throw that in there for sound effect.
All right. I don't know if I want to go with this. This is a little too exotic.
Wow.
For Mike to say that that's too exotic, kind of weird.
Is this the one where they become a son of a god or something?
No. There's a terrible accident, and he is killed. But his body is resurrected with two souls, his and somebody else is in there with him.
So, roll again, is what he's saying, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's kind of too exotic for me.
4.
19, too much. 4. Oh, that's better.
Whew. Roll a d6.
1.
You're changed to a female by a god's whim.
Oh.
I veto that.
Yeah, that really
unless you really want it.
No.
Okay.
All right, roll a 20 again.
19, which we can't have. 4, which we've already.
Maybe
avoided.
You need a different die.
We have a different die. I got one right here. 15. How's 15?
You consider the options 15 has to offer.
An evil, despotic ruler orders all persons of your age, gender, birthplace, and race executed. As far as you know, you're the only one that escaped.
Damn.
Okay, yeah, so...
Kind of the Moses complex.
Yeah.
Right. Old child in every home, yeah.
Is this the same despotic ruler that...
Yeah, could be.
Outlawed my parents?
Yes, probably, yeah.
It happened at age 10 for me. Right before you and I became friends.
Mm-hmm. So I was 2 years before, if we were born the same time.
All right.
Might not have been.
No. How many childhood events did you have?
3.
All right, roll a 20.
14.
That one cannot happen at the childhood age, so roll it again.
12.
You are imprisoned for a crime you did not commit.
What?
You need to determine the age for that.
You need to get a really good lawyer.
Did you frame her?
No. Not this time.
So roll a 6 and add 6, and that'll be what age that happens.
9.
Went to jail at the age of 9.
Back then they did that. Alright, what were you accused of? Roll a 20.
The Rolling Ball of Disney, like.
I like
Disney. Disney franchise.
Mulan was awesome.
Burglary.
There's the same one.
You did frame her.
And roll a
D3. Never even met her. D6. 2.
You get sent away for 2 years. And then you're gonna
have a hard knock life.
Then you're gonna have 1 to 3 events while you're in jail.
Six
One event while you're in jail, roll a 20.
Now, if we continue from here, would that still be 8?
Probably.
Okay. You learn an occupation. Mm-hmm. So give her the occupation chart and let her learn, pick an occupation she learns while in jail.
It's one of these.
All right, now we're ready for events of adolescence.
She still has two more childhood events.
Oh, I thought she said two.
No, she had three.
Okay.
She's only done one.
Okay, sorry.
When she went to jail.
But you want to put her in jail again? Dude.
Six.
That's an exotic event. Determine the age.
11.
Would that have been while you were in prison?
Yes. Right as she was getting out, actually.
Right as you were getting out, okay. Yeah. So roll a 20.
I'm free! And something else happens. Damn it.
19.
That's the one you can't have.
10 again?
10 is fine. You gain an extremely wealthy friend. Roll a 3.
Ooh, nice.
They bailed you out.
Some creepy dude says, I paid your bail.
I
felt okay about that until the laugh.
Three.
Just saying.
The person is much older than you.
Creepy.
Is it even the same race?
Come over here and deliver that paper.
It doesn't specify.
They all figure it out later.
So next event.
3.
Something wonderful. What age?
9.
Nine.
Right before she went to jail.
Alright, yeah. Something wonderful happened. Then I go to jail.
Then you go to jail.
And then I get bailed out by some creepy dude.
Some rich creepy daddy Warbucks.
It might have been.
Daddy Warburton.
It might have been.
Change it up a little bit just to.
It might have been a woman.
That doesn't make it any better.
Oh, yeah, that makes it okay.
220? For you CV people, that means what's your location?
10.
That does not really apply to you, so roll again. Something about slavery.
8.
You saved someone's life.
Nice. Very heroic.
Roll a 20 to see whose life you saved.
No, don't roll it. She saved the guy that actually did the crime. That's the reason she got framed for it.
Sounds good to me, but it still could be this, which is
4.
A wielder of magic.
Ah, so it's a wizard. You're a wizard, Aaron.
Why do we always make that joke?
And then how were they about to die? Roll a 20.
3.
They were about to be murdered. All right, so we've been joined by another player now. Who's here now?
Scott.
All right, and tell us what you've got down there, Scott.
I have a male Averill elf with wings, and all Averills have wings. And I have, and as an adolescent, I joined the military. Before that, I was an apprentice as a child to a builder slash architect. And the last thing, apparently as an adolescent, I had a romantic encounter.
All right, so... We have to do a couple of things there. What was the first thing? The apprentice, we don't have to do anything with. What was the other one?
I joined the military.
Yeah, that has
That's not a childhood, though.
Yeah, you can't join the military as a child. You can join as an adolescent.
That's what I did as an adolescent.
Yeah, okay. Haven't done that
yet. As a child, I was an apprentice to a builder slash architect.
And that's it?
Yeah.
All right, then we need to do your random childhood event then, so roll a 20 for that.
Fifteen.
You get to choose another one off the choice list for free.
Huh? What? Well, isn't that special?
Let me choose workout and get some strength.
Yeah, if I'm going to the military, I'll do workout.
All right, so just add one to your strength. Where were we before Scott came in? Were we about to start the adolescent?
Getting ready to start the adolescent.
All right, what are your adolescent events there, Vince?
Adolescent, I have 3.
He had a romantic encounter with a spruce. You're a tree.
No, not he's not. He's not a tree.
I'm sorry.
Why are you having romantic encounters with trees?
Are we doing that adult like this too?
What do you mean?
Are we supposed to pick an adult event?
Yeah, one, yeah.
One? I didn't know that.
Okay. So, I gain a patron.
All right, do you know who that is? Or do we need to look that up?
I don't know. I'd kind of like to see what we get randomly. Some kind of, you know, holy man that kind of helped me along with my my shamanistic training.
Well, most patrons are not in here are not going to be holy men. I can give you the list of what's in here. And
well, here's one.
Holy man. Holy, 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 holy man.
He swings from the way.
No, no, he can't. Because he's a pig.
Yeah. Or a pig.
You should get a cool one like the Dalai Lama's.
Yeah, but.
All right. Your patrons can be a local official, a government official, a family member, a non human, a foreigner, the head of a craft guild. That's it. Or you can choose to be the patron of a religious person if you want.
How about the non-human? I got this, you know, dragon wormling. You know, why not the parent of the dragon?
And what kind of patron are you going to be? You just serve the dragons?
Yeah, I mean, my character's kind of dragon-focused, like, you know, wanting to, you know, worships the great dragon, Oda.
Okay. Dragon, you can have 1 to 3 events of while you're under the service of this patron.
Two.
So roll 2 20s. I actually rolled 2d8. It's 2 to 16.
10.
He trains you to use a sword, which I guess really would not have any effect.
Okay.
2d8 again.
8.
I don't know. He might not have a proficiency with sword with a shaman, so it gives it...
Well, it's a barbarian shaman.
Your patron has a strange personality quirk. Roll a 20. This dragon.
Besides being a gold dragon.
There's something strange about this dragon.
19.
Has a sexual disorder.
You know, I was making fun of everyone else. This dragon's going to be
2d8.
This got weird really quick. 15.
1d2 plus 1 sexual disorders.
Three
sexual disorders, so roll 2d8 three times.
This doesn't fit for a gold dragon really at all. Anyway, not my idea. 8.
Nymphomaniac.
Hey, that sounds kind of tame.
You have a lot of eggs.
And you can polymorph.
Yeah?
Silver horn.
14.
Fetishism, roll a 10.
Oh my god.
8.
Okay, this is weird.
What is it? What does it say?
I'll tell you after you roll a d20.
I was about to say, I'm familiar with that one. No, I'm kidding.
What'd you get on 20? 7. A key fetish. That's really weird.
I am the key master. I am the gatekeeper.
And then 2d8 again.
Did you lock up my whore?
Are you sure you locked up my whore?
4.
And homosexuality.
Need, baby.
And the book says that's a sexual disorder. I didn't.
I know.
What was the other one?
We're not gonna get into a whole.
What did it say?
Homosexuality.
All right. So there was a third one about the patron.
So it's a gay nympho dragon.
Well, we did say it was a really old book.
Yes, it is.
So,
asthma also used to be a reason you could check someone in to other than same as
someone. So, I guess a knock spell won't work to get inside of it.
You got one more event. Roll 2d8.
2d8. 5.
Patron dies while you're in his or her service.
No!
Probably because they stuck their key too many places.
Yeah, you know. You hear that, you'll go blind. Dude, I'm over here. Yeah.
All right, was that it for you? Just one?
No, I have two others. I have a learner skill, athletics.
Okay, no, we don't need to do nothing with that.
And I work out.
All right, we don't need to do anything with that. All right, what you got? How many adolescent events did you have?
Three.
What'd you have?
I'm going to gain a friend.
All right, do you know who the friend is?
Yep. a forester.
Alright, and?
He teaches me the occupation, forestry, and I gain, and he teaches me perception.
Does he teach you how to chop down trees?
No.
I'm just saying, because, you know, you're already carving.
Alright, that's going to cost you three things, because that's three different things.
Alright.
So, what else?
That's it.
Okay. Joseph?
Oh, sorry. Sorry to interrupt, but how do I determine the age of these events?
Yeah. It's a D6 and add 12.
Okay.
Okay, so when I was 18, I had a romantic encounter.
All right.
With this really tricky gold dragon.
Did you turn her key?
Come over here. Have your gold
Stop.
Dragon.
Stop.
You kind of started it. You even jingled your keys at me to, you know, that was weird.
All righty. Rola, romantic affair that occurs during adolescence lasts 1d4 years.
I have a D4.
Actually, no. Really, for most adolescents, that should be like 1d4 weeks. We were dating for like three whole weeks, and oh my gosh, I can't function without her.
Unless something is rolled, otherwise this person is considered to be of the same race as you and
Joseph,
similar social standing.
4 years.
All right, and you have 1 to 3 events during those 4 years.
Oh, Lord, make babies. There'll be a kabillion spider babies.
Let me see if it is of my race or not.
Well, actually, this says, unless you roll something in here that says it's not, then it is.
So what
it
was
might be the god
1d3, you said?
Yeah.
You're the avatar.
We're not going there. 1.
Might be.
Could be disguised. Roll the 20.
20. It could be.
You split up, but remain good friends. And roll a 10, and if you actually roll a 10, he becomes your companion.
10.
8.
Okay. Was that it, just one for you, or did you have more?
That was it.
All right, what you have?
I have a religious event.
You drank the Kool-Aid too?
Oh, wait. No, I have one more. We'll get back to it.
All right.
Are you ready for a miracle?
Do you know what god?
No.
Do you want to try to determine that randomly?
Yeah.
Find the domains in there, in the player's handbook. Roll a D8. I know there's 8 of them. Christy, roll an 8.
5!
The fifth domain on the list is
Tempest. There you go.
All right.
The one that made them anyway.
And what's Tempest's name?
Val,
okay. And how did it begin? Hostile encounter, evangelism, curiosity, an inner need, voices, it's your parents' religion, friends' religion, or a chance encounter?
Voices.
Chance encounter, all right, 1 to 3 events that happened during this religious experience.
It's actually voices, she's hearing voices.
What do I roll?
D3.
Voices.
D3.
The voices just want
to die.
And then roll 120.
There's so much candy.
Roll the candy then.
15.
You uncover the activities of an evil cult. Roll a 6.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not the Branch Davidians.
You said a 6, right?
Yep.
1.
Really? Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
You rolled a 1?
They didn't use Kool-Aid.
The cult is trying to get you to join them.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Did you have another one?
One of us.
Did you have another one, or was that it?
Was it.
All right. How many adolescent events did you have, Scott?
I had 2. All
right. What are they?
I joined the military, then I had a romantic encounter. All
right.
In that order? Or did you have the romantic encounter first?
No, I joined the military first.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I was kind of picturing a whole...
After
no,
you
don't
roll,
go off
you
the
roll
board.
The age. That's true. I guess unless you're really
that. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Oh, please, don't leave.
Oh, I have to. It's what I'm going to do.
All right, first of all, you need to choose what branch of the military you want to join.
Air Force.
Infantry.
Air Force.
Infantry,
Air Force.
Archers, chariots, cavalry, mercenaries, navy, special forces, non-combat.
Navy.
Air Force, really.
You are by the ocean here.
Navy might be more, you know, could be different for you guys.
Yeah.
In the Navy.
Special forces.
Special forces. All right.
He can fly.
That's casual.
forces.
Steel Team 6, you are not.
All right, roll a D6.
He's Silken Team 12.
You are, you go in as a petty officer for some reason.
He's petty.
And then you have 1 to 3 events while you're in the Navy.
Navy?
I mean, Special Forces. Forget that Special Forces. It's Corporal, then, if you're Special Forces.
You're a nobody.
Pretty much. We got 1,000.
1 to 3 events while you're in the military.
What do I roll?
D6.
One.
All right, then roll a 20.
Four.
You're involved in a battle. Roll 2 20s, one at a time.
These are really rough, or it can be.
Roll 2 20s?
Yep, roll one. And tell me what that number is.
One.
And then roll the other one.
One. 15.
You lost majorly.
I got one. Oh,
yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. The first one is your score versus their score, and then you take the difference.
You were the only survivor of your unit.
So that's convenient.
So, Black Hawk down.
He's like, that's convenient. He's, is that it for you, Jeff? Oh, romance.
He's the one who could fly away.
Yeah. Screw you guys. I'm out of here.
I am out of here.
You guys walk. I'm gone.
Right, so, oh, gosh. No one could see the boat went down and he just blew away.
Well, he chose Special Forces, not Navy.
Yeah.
Boat went down. I am out.
He's out.
Why am I screaming? I can fly. Oh, wait a
minute. The water is so deep here. You're above
Stand
the water.
Up.
You're hovering above the water.
They fell.
All right. And this is an adolescent romance, lasts 1 to 4 years.
D4?
I'm rolling low, so. One.
All right, and then roll a D3 for how many events happened during this year.
Two.
All right.
One.
So roll a 20.
Three.
You get married. I'm going to give you an option on that one.
Teenage marriage?
It'll last.
Teenage marriage.
Your lover wants to get married. It's up to you whether you actually get married or not.
Join the military. Never mind.
Yeah.
He did.
You know, I could marry you, but I really got a thing I got to do.
I got to go to war.
See ya.
I got to go be the last survivor in the war unit.
I'm waiting for the answer. I'm waiting for the answer to my proposal over here.
Yeah. Keep Mike waiting.
Yeah. Can I re-roll that?
What?
I can't re-roll
You can just choose not to get married.
Yeah, just say no.
Don't get married.
Mike's proposed to you.
He said, no, I'm not getting married.
We're not going to blame you for not marrying Mike.
Yeah, it was one of those really inconsiderate proposals where they did it in public and really pressured
you.
And then you hit them in the head.
They
with
did
the
it like an Quidditch match.
Right after you came back from being the sole survivor.
So, I'll get married.
Oh, you're going to get married. Yay. He's married. All right.
Oh, congratulations.
Nobody bring champagne? Come on. Barbarians?
All right, and it'll be a person of your race and stole it.
I got you a toaster.
I got you toast.
Are you the one who became a noble?
No.
Okay.
No, that was
him.
Because if you get married, then it's a noble, another noble person, unless it says otherwise. Was that it for you? Is that all your events of adolescence?
All right,
how many did you have?
I had 3.
And what are they?
I acquired a rival.
Do you know who that is?
Nope, I will do it randomly.
Ooh. A random rival. Random rival. Alrighty. Roll a 10.
No, I can't believe it.
It's the, yeah.
Nice. 2.
A family member. And we're going to get more specific than that. Roll a 20.
3.
A distant cousin. Why are you rivals? Do you want to do that randomly also?
Of course.
Dun, yeah. Dun,
10.
That always makes you happy, right?
Love random.
1.
They love you. Loved the same person.
Oh.
And what feelings do you have for each other? Is a 10 if you're doing it randomly.
The quadrangle.
What? 2.
You're friendly rivals.
Who did you love?
Love Octagon.
Isn't everybody your same age dead now?
As far far as I know, everybody from my race and age.
It was the same sex.
Oh,
as well.
That's true. Same He's sex. The only dude.
I'm the only dude left of that my age.
Of that age, yeah. Well,
all right, did you have another?
Yep, I have two more, actually. I served a patron.
Do you know who the patron is?
That is going to be random.
Oh, you're doing a random patron.
It could be a dragon. It could be a dragon. It could be a gay fetishist dragon.
Who's dead now?
Who's dead now? Yeah.
Roll a d10.
You should have seen that coming.
Six.
A noble. Maybe it's him. Percentage dice.
You already patronized somebody.
It could be his parents.
His parents, yeah. That would be how they know.
28.
Is it
night? No, yours is a little better. It's a marquee.
Marquis de Montrose.
Why are you in the service of this person? An 8 if you want to do it randomly.
I punish their lips.
5.
Your parent was allied to them.
This is tying so much to it because it was the same despotic ruler that killed off all the...
Yeah, so we're going to make it his...
It's got to be.
Yeah. So
okay.
I've served their page. Their...
His parents.
Yeah.
Okay, you have 1 to 3 events of this.
Your parents allied... And one event.
And that's a 2d8 this time. They couldn't think of 20 things to put on that table.
8.
Come on, 4 more.
This patron also has an exotic personality.
Sexual fetish.
20.
It's his parents.
20. Now we're learning something about his parents.
2.
They have a mental affliction.
You should have gone for sexual.
2d10.
4.
Paranoid.
That makes sense.
It actually really does.
Not paranoid if everyone's really out to get you.
So that just made his father a marquee instead of a knight.
That's fine with me.
Everyone
okay.
Whoa.
Promotion.
And the last, the third thing
the
that I had
marquee.
Is a...
Daughter.
Daughter. Apprentice to an occupation, and it was an innkeeper.
But there's nothing to go with that. Okay. Excuse me. All right. Nope. Jenny, what do you got?
I didn't pick any adolescent events, so I don't have any.
You have to have at least one.
Okay, I have one then.
Do you need to raise any of your numbers?
Yeah.
Something that boosts your dex would be awesome.
Yeah, so...
My intelligence.
Don't want to see legal activities.
Or your intelligence.
Yeah, because intelligence
is,
really is
a rival for you.
I know the good ones.
And
Dex would be
illegal activities.
Which would fit.
Have as many as you want, but not mine.
What about the apprentice to an occupation? I'll do that one.
All right, and what occupation?
Private investigator.
Private investigator. Or private detective, yes.
Okay.
But she got the skill...
Right.
In there, so now she's actually getting some training on it.
All right, now the random stuff. Well, how many you got, Vince?
Yeah, I got another one. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
So I was also apprenticed to a spy master.
Okay. So that doesn't have anything else to go with it.
Okay.
All right, how many events did you have?
3.
All right, roll 20.
13.
You witness a crime.
Okay, yeah. Pa, pa, pa. I don't know that. What kind of crime?
20.
20
crimes.
14.
Piracy. What do you do? Report them, keep your mouth shut.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really want to get in the way of good, clean piracy.
It's probably minotaurs.
Do you keep your mouth shut?
Yeah, probably keep my mouth shut.
All right, 25% chance they saw you and know that you saw them.
Nope.
Okay. You're safe then.
All right. And
next
so
thing.
2 more. 1.
While foraging in the trash heap, you find an unusual object.
Hey, this is how I got a weird snake in a different game.
You have a weird snake.
Oh, the stories.
Yeah. All right. Weird snakes have been euphemism for something.
20.
2.
Okay. A young wart. Okay, we'll re-roll that one. I don't think a young child is going to be in the garbage.
It's a boy. White people throw anything away these days.
Roll the 20 again.
What movie is that from?
6. Wait, it's a 20, right? I'm supposed to roll for that one? Yeah, okay.
daughter?
A young ward.
You find a flashlight. You have no idea what it is, and it doesn't work.
Have a flashlight?
Yep. But you don't know how. You don't know what it is. It's just some odd thing you found in the trash.
You found a stick.
All right. You found a steam-powered flashlight.
So if I mess with it, can I figure it out?
Huh? You might be able to figure it out later. All right. Did you have anything else?
And one more.
One more?
Or you could break it even further.
You're like Edmund from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe when he brought his torch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of the options for the things you can find is the TARDIS.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Awesome.
That would be kind of weird.
All right, what's your blessing? Roll a 20.
I'm blessed. 15?
No, we're not doing that one.
Which one is it?
It's immunity to magic. We're not having that. Nobody gets to be that blessed.
What's the one above it? Just go bump it
actually, up Mike, that's a blessing and a curse. No healing spells work on him. If he's immune to magic.
Yeah, but also for me, you know, being a shaman, casting spells, that'd be kind of weird.
I'm just saying...
Psychic ability, roll a 20.
And a curse, because...
He's a
it's a 6, I think.
You can use heroin and charge money. Bless you.
I think it's a 6. It's a weird number.
Bless you, man.
You can do psychic healing, which means you could transfer your hit points to somebody else psychically.
Actually, it's a 5. Oh, sorry. But psychic healing?
Mm-hmm. Is that it for you?
Is there any limit on how many I transfer?
To your dead.
Oh, that's it for me.
All right, what you got?
I have 3. All
right. Roll 20.
8.
You get an inheritance.
Wow, I hope I should have some really good
stuff. Do I get some leaves or some branches?
Just don't do that when you're raging. You could super die.
No.
A psychic lick.
Yep. Actually, that's what I tell people, you know, to try and get them to... Yeah, you told them let me do it! I can't believe you believe that!
On the show Vikings, the way you pay the seer is to lick his hand.
You know who licked this before? Like, have you watched it since the last dude came in?
No.
Oh my god!
I probably also wiped his butt.
Roll a 20.
Yeah, yeah. At least he wiped.
14.
A deed to a property. Roll a 10.
Great.
Now he has land that he can sit there and go, roots.
3.
A country manor.
You have this building that you don't care about because you want us to stay outside.
Next.
That tree on the lawn can be you.
Oh, I think he has another one.
Where's the Lord 7. Land? I'm here.
You're cursed.
Damn it. I mean...
Yeah, damn you. That's right. Cursed.
Cursed with an abundance of leaves.
20.
I'm cursed with the house. 16.
That was made out of your mother.
What's your father's name?
I have to come over to you.
Okay.
That's just mean.
When your hit points go below half, there's a possibility of you going into a berserker rage.
Whoop! Nice!
So he goes green.
So what is the percentage? Since...
You'll have to make a saving throw. Probably a wisdom saving throw. To keep from going berserk.
I have one more.
Okay.
And why do I get that, or just...
That's a curse.
From...
Just because you got cursed, randomly.
Some random witch said.
20. Damn, that's not good.
That's an exotic event.
No, okay.
Exotic is
some
not always bad.
Because their mother beat them with a switch from your tree.
That's right.
Roll 20.
6.
I wanted to make a wound out of you, and you won't let me.
Roll a 20 again. You survive a deadly encounter.
11.
Yeah.
Against sea monsters, so you have advantage on all attacks against any monsters from the sea.
What were you doing at sea?
I don't know.
He floats.
He was the boat.
Yeah.
So you have advantage on any attacks against creatures from the sea.
Hang on to me, the Titanic's sinking, and hang on to me.
That's what happened. They were coming down a bigger boat. He said, oh, guys, let's have a compromise. Yeah. I'll be the boat.
All right, is that it for you?
Yep.
How many you got, Joseph?
Meanwhile, you were flying off the boat. Go screw you guys.
First one's three.
Something wonderful.
Nice. Woo!
So
you're ready to beat the crack in that place.
Yeah.
Only
if I'm under half health.
While repairing your family home, you discover an item. 20.
Flashlight.
20.
You discover a magic item.
Oh, man.
Roll the 20 again.
He wouldn't have been cleaning it. It would have been me.
No, this is before my parents were made nobility.
Yeah, okay.
8.
A magic book that is locked and sealed.
Oh. Always locked and sealed.
I bet it's the dragon who has a key hoard.
What is it with you and characters with key?
That was only one other one. That's only one other one. Well, because it's a random table. Every time we roll on this, we have a chance to get
a little more than random. I'm just saying.
A year later,
I'm the keymaster. Shut up.
A 5 happens.
So I'm the gatekeeper.
A race specific event.
Oh.
Let's talk.
And like I said, according to this book, you are a monster. So it is a 10, I believe.
10.
Your nobility, but they still think of you as a monster. You gain the natural ability to appear to be humanoid or successfully disguise yourself.
That's
useful.
Yeah, so you can magically
That's
like
a
be
really
like...
big-ass bustle dress.
Say that again.
Literally, you ass.
Were you staring at my bustle?
You gained the natural ability to appear to be humanoid or effectively disguise yourself.
You want to give that once every long rest?
So yeah, once every long rest makes sense for that.
big booty because you got a big booty.
Yeah.
That's
J-Lo. I like big Edmonds. I can't
That's
lie.
It for me.
All right, what you got?
You're another spider can't deny.
All right, roll 20.
12.
Imprisoned.
What?
Going to jail.
Ooh.
What'd they say you did? Roll a 20.
17.
Animal related crimes. Roll a
d4.
Oh. Christy. Who did you eat now? Talking about doing to the dogs a minute ago?
Christy.
The dogs. You don't punch the dogs.
Who's you sacrificing?
In a certain way.
You
said a d4.
Yeah.
Are you sacrificing them animals?
One.
Poaching.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Perfect sense.
That's kind of okay.
It really does.
And then roll a d6.
Just so you know, I'm not going to like you.
Well, no, just poaching animals, not trees.
Yeah, so I'm a perfect.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, that means you take care of trees, not animals.
Well,
yeah. Animals is husbandry.
A d6.
Yeah. A
d6. Oh, boy.
You get sentenced to a year for poaching. And 1 to 3 things are going to happen to you while you're in there.
I'm going to be a monk, but I don't know if it's going to be a good monk.
3.
You have 3 events that happened in prison?
Yeah.
What's the first one? Roll a 10.
3 to 1. Who's going to get homicide?
4.
You get whipped a lot.
Nay.
10 again. Actually, you said that makes sense, but according to this, you did not commit the crime. You just got in prison for it.
I had permission to eat that mushroom, man. 7.
That probably means I've ate mushroom people soup.
I don't know how to translate this into something that's appropriate. It says you learned thieves skills.
So she's proficient with thieves tools.
All right, there you go. Proficient with thieves tools.
That's actually pretty flipping huge right there. Mm-hmm. You add your proficiency bonus to it.
Oh, I'm going to do a silent.
I just think that could be a pretty cool there for you to move the way. Your wrench is whipping out.
And roll a
d10. 3.
A noble person ordered that you be released after 30% of your sentence.
paroled with Unchurched.
His dad stole the release shoe.
Is that it for you, or did you have another one? You only had one, right?
I only had one.
All right. How many adolescent events did you have, Scott?
I had two.
Two, so rolled 20?
Rolled 20?
Yep.
We already did mine. Did I do something else?
No, this is random events.
Yeah, random things.
Four.
You have an age-specific event. This will be an adolescent event, so roll a 20.
For an elf, eh? Oh, it's age.
Eight. Yeah.
Hey, you get a hobby. You get to choose a hobby. Somebody show them the hobby list.
Is this hobby or occupation?
That is occupation. Somebody have the hobby list?
No.
Yes.
All right. Roll your other die and you can pick that later.
Okay, so 120?
Yep.
Three.
Something wonderful. Not getting choked. That's not wonderful. So roll a 20 for what wonderful thing happens to you.
Almost 20, but eight.
Eight?
That's when I was
thinking. And look at their whistles.
I could have a 20 as an alternate effect.
Roll that again. It says re-roll. Isn't
15.
I like it.
You gain advantage on all saving throws against disease.
That's wonderful.
All right. Are you done? Or did you have another one?
That's it. I only had two adolescents.
All right. What you got, Danny?
I got three.
Roll them.
Roll them.
You need me to roll.
20.
Well, I rolled a 2. I didn't roll a 20.
Tragedy.
Yay! Somebody died.
No. Tragedies are not good. Oh. Those are the ones where bad things happen. Yeah. Boom.
D20.
Nine.
Roll a 6.
That joke's been going for a while.
5.
Have you picked up any items anywhere along this way during your character creation?
No.
All right.
Nothing that normal wouldn't happen.
Something important to you is lost.
Virginity?
My mother.
Well, that would be a different thing, but just put down something important to you is lost.
Some dragon stole your keys.
Your hair.
Yeah, it could be my hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had long flowing hair and, dark hair. And then you're now balding and white-headed. Kind of like me.
Hey, watch it.
Yes, but you make it work. I mean,
15.
Choose from choice. It's right there beside you, isn't it?
Okay. So I have to choose one of these and then nothing else.
That's it. Yeah.
One of the ones with the choice ones. Yeah.
How about I want to roll again?
Oh, you don't want a freebie, huh?
No, because the one I don't want makes me choose another rival.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just take another roll because I have a chance of getting something wonderful or a blessing or two. It's tragedy.
20.
But it's a different tragedy.
It's a hard knock life. I got a 14.
You are banned from performing your primary profession.
No!
At this point, I'm an innkeeper.
By the guild.
That actually is a...
By the guild. The innkeeper's guild has banned you from being an innkeeper.
That actually kind of fits. That's why you maybe go off and learn some other...
Because I have another... Because as an adult, he's actually going to become a sage.
See there. Nice change of career.
Why'd they ban you? Yeah, you can think of that later, but it'd just be an interesting story.
Diddling the cook, no.
Why would they care about that?
No, we kind of expected you to do that. The fact that you weren't diddling the cook is really why we were upset.
It probably has something to do with his pacifism, to where he refused to probably help them quell a fight.
Oh, yeah, there are probably lots of fights and inns, and if you don't break up any fights.
I was like,
you've let them destroy your inn.
Not my inn, it was your inn.
Urine?
Urine.
7.
You're cursed.
Yeah, keep rolling.
I'll make you
the curses can sometimes be really good.
Interesting, anyway.
Of course, if I ever get lycanthropy, I need to go to the wear shop.
Here, this one's tomato baby.
And he would always be sensing you.
Yes.
Roll a percentage dice. There's lycanthropes around. I'm here.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, right.
63.
I'm on the wrong chart. What was I supposed to be looking for?
Blessings.
Blessings. Wow. I was really way off on the wrong chart.
No curses. This curse is not blessings.
All right. 20, not percentage.
Don't lie to the DM. He was straight there, though.
He would be editing it, and he would...
Blessings aren't always good to do.
This is weird. Like, all right. Roll a 20.
He bamboozled me.
5.
Yeah.
Your abdomen is scaly and monstrous.
It'd be funny if I got that one.
Check out these six-pack.
Yeah. Hey, I got one just like that. I mean, it's weird for a dwarf, but yeah.
That is a weird curse.
So you have psoriasis.
Does it give him, like, plus one natural armor or anything?
No. It's just weird looking. Is that it for you?
He's got psoriasis.
He's got that. He's got
how many adolescent events did you have?
Where did he get my adolescence?
Yeah, but you still have a random event for each adolescent event you chose.
I had one.
Okay, 20.
Stone scale or something. Ugh.
20. An exotic event. Which will also be a 20.
Goes to the drive and comes back. The keys.
It's a 9.
9.
9.
9.
4.
You have the same thing as Joseph. The followers of an unheard of God from another land have followed omens that led them to you. Their omens indicate that you are to be them?
Really?
The mate of an avatar.
Oh, no, you should switch it that they think she's the avatar.
That he needs to breed.
Yeah, they think they need to be. They think the two of you guys are going to breed the.
Female.
I don't understand how this whole thing works.
I don't think he really grasped.
All right, what's your adult event?
My adult event, I joined the military.
You would.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a warrior people.
Alrighty, what branch are you joining?
What are the options again?
Infantry, which is light, medium, or heavy. Archers, chariots, cavalry, light and heavy. Mercenaries, navy, special forces, and non-combat.
Definitely wouldn't be non-combat. That's what the special forces does to me. I mean, for me.
Alright. Roll 2d6.
6.
You're a private.
Oh.
When you start, roll a d3.
3.
And you have 3 events.
Alright.
20.
7.
You re-enlist. That's an option. Do you want to re-enlist?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, do I still have the 2 other events for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but you're also going to get more events. A d4.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get those up for nothing. 4.
4 more events.
Oh.
4 more years, 4 more events.
It's fun.
Alright, so. Hold on, I'm gonna. And then.
Roll a d6 first. You get promoted to corporal.
Whoop!
And produce.
Thank you. Okay.
20.
18.
You get the opportunity to re-enlist, but in a different branch.
I don't like this branch.
So. All right, so you're going to turn that down?
Yeah.
That still counts as one of your events, though. They offered it to you. You said no, that's an event. 20?
Well, I still got 4 more to go, right?
Okay, yeah.
1.
Battle.
I figured. Yeah, but now I'm a corporal. Which sucks. All right, so...
Subtract the first, second one from the first one.
All right, so that's a -6.
So you lost.
All right.
And you see that you see action, but nothing significant happens.
All right.
20.
2.
Another battle.
All
right.
18.
Oh, you won. And you are immediate supervisor is slain, and you are made a lieutenant.
Whoop. All right, so I have 2 more?
Yes.
All right, 6.
That's a battle.
1.
So you won, but barely. The carnage was awesome. Roll percentage dice.
39.
39% of your side was killed, and you receive a serious wound. Roll a 20.
9.
Yeah.
Knee injury.
Damn it.
Yes. All the yes.
That's a knee injury.
It doesn't do anything to you.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Next.
One more. It's a four.
Another battle.
It's a four.
So you won. Roll a 20. Just a 20.
Eight.
You fought well. Many foes died at your hand. You get a promotion. Now, let me see what the next thing up this list is. Actually, that is two different lieutenants, so you're first lieutenant now. So you are second, Louis, before you're first now.
All right.
Is that it for your military?
Can I re-enlist?
Nope, didn't get the option. They didn't want you anymore.
But I could go in as another... No,
no. You got a bum knee.
Yeah.
You got a bum knee. They don't want you anymore.
But
what's your?
I'm a badass.
What's your adult event?
I'm gonna have more than one, right?
No, you only have one adult event.
Religious experience. All
right.
Now that doesn't mean I serve them. It just means something religious.
Means what?
I don't serve anyone. It just means something happens.
It could.
Right?
It could mean.
Well, it could mean you get the option to. Uh-huh. Which god?
Random.
All right. Roll a d8. Somebody look it up for him.
Five.
Same one.
Nature one.
Same one, good. Tempest, because he rolled a five. Good. All right, how does it begin? Do you want to do that randomly?
Yeah.
It's a 10.
Oh, a 10.
Yes.
Sorry.
I can count that as a 9. Any, just drop it to any one. Anything up one.
Just roll the other one.
Five.
All right, you hear voices in, excuse me, inside your head, speaking of the god and his religion. Harga religion. One to three events.
She's pretty awesome. Listen to her. Listen.
One to three events. Roll a d3.
I will zap you with lightning.
I guess a d6. I'm assuming that would be a three.
Three events, so roll three 20s.
Hey, what?
20 three times.
23.
One at a time.
Eight.
You join.
Damn.
But you can just be a temple goer. You don't have to be devout. Roll a 20 again.
Who? What's her name?
Val. V-A-L.
Alright.
Maybe that's how you know her.
14.
You join in a holy war.
Okay. Yeah, going to fight.
I'll fight with you.
And the next 20?
Yo, bum knee.
Really? Really? You're focused on that?
14.
You don't have any knees. You're
another holy war. Well, you did a lot of holy fighting there. All right,
yeah,
Joseph.
Because of that evil cult I found.
Joseph, what you got?
What's going on?
Where are we at?
Adult event.
What age was
19.
It?
What pissed you off?
So anything for the Holy War? Or
it made my husband sick.
I'm just badass like that. I don't get bum knees.
Still, yeah, but I'm also a first lieutenant. I get a pension.
That's interesting. I learned a skill performing.
Okay.
So this is where I learned my bardic.
All right. What you got?
So you're an exotic dancer.
Christy?
I have a profession cook.
All right. What you got, Scott?
All right, so I can choose one?
For your adult event.
Choose
yeah, role. choose the from the list.
Yeah, choose from the top part of the list.
Yeah, go ahead, Danny.
Which one is which?
The top part of the list that does not have numbers next to it?
No, that's it, the one you have.
Okay.
All right, what you got, Danny?
Apprentice to an occupation sage.
All right, and what you got for your adult event?
Workout.
So you gain a plus one strength.
I need that.
All right, do your random event. Vince?
Six.
An exotic... 20.
12.
While near a river, after a mighty storm has passed, the character discovers a waterlogged old chest sealed with rusty chains weighted with stones. Upon opening the chest, the character discovers a limp, bedraggled, and apparently drowned form of a young animal. The chest looks as if it had been underwater for years, yet the animal has been only recently dead. Moments later, the creature's eyes open and it begins to calmly and casually clean and preen itself. The character has acquired an unusual pet.
It should be a mouse bear cat.
20.
It's a what?
We were listening.
It's a dog.
I have a dog.
And 20.
It's a mouse bear cat.
16.
That breathes fire that does 1d6 points of damage.
I have a fire.
Hold on.
No, no.
Toasty.
You have probably a half dragon dog that your weird, freaky gold dragon
mother made.
All right, what you got?
I'm ready.
All right, what you got?
Sam? I'm going to get a patron, I guess.
Serve a patron? Do you know who it is?
I would choose a god.
No, it would not be a god. It'd be like a... The options are a local official, a family member, a non-human, a foreigner, a noble, a craftsperson.
You're a builder and architect. So.
Okay, you want to serve an architect? Why?
Well, I'm a builder and that's what I'm training.
Okay, to learn. Okay, and then how many? 1 to 3 events.
So just roll 3 sides.
Yep.
2.
All right, 2d8.
We'll teach you sword use.
I'm on 2d8. Sorry. 5.
He dies while you're in his service. That's the end of that.
Wow. And then it happened to me too.
All right, what you got?
And mine was 20. A dragon. They live forever. Sam?
You. 20. Roll a 20. Oh, you got your random event.
Next. 14 again.
You get drafted into the military.
Damn. Oh, is it because of the Holy Wars? Yeah.
This Holy War just rolled in.
Yeah, it's got to be a Holy War.
And the Holy War brought you in.
All right. Since you get drafted, you don't get to choose which one. So roll 20.
Oh. Navy, 19. Navy.
Special Forces.
Of course it is.
2d6.
Special Forces. 2d6. I want blue ones
that
are a little higher. I guess it doesn't matter. 12.
Oh, yeah, it does matter. You get to start as a sergeant.
I went through 2 Holy Wars.
1 to 3 events of while you're in the military.
2.
That's 1.
Oh, wait, that's 1.
And 20. Roll A20.
They all look the same. 17.
17. They're all fine. You have the option to re-enlist in a different branch.
No, thank you.
Okay.
The tree gets the
so you're done.
Go get a desk job, dude.
Different branch for the tree.
All right, what you got?
Nice. You get to join a different branch. I've got plenty.
Something wonderful.
No, this is the first time I rolled up. That's why you're so angry.
It's a wonderful life, apparently, for you. So roll a 20.
And when does this happen? Does this happen at 19?
19, yep.
12.
You receive a severe injury that does not heal properly and almost killed you before
what?
You... Wait till I get to the good part. Before you are rescued by a benevolent wizard who replaces the damaged limb or organ with a magical prosthesis.
Which limb? Which limb? What's the limb?
I don't know. I got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has 10.
It's a leg, so you have one...
All right. What kind of wound did you get? Roll a 20.
A 3.
Broken nose.
Eye.
You have a robot eye. A warforged eye.
And a kindly wizard replacement.
You now have a bionic eye.
It's steam powered. So it's got like a little like.
Give you advantage on any perception rolls that are seeing.
A wizard. Let's go with magic. I mean,
so you're gemstone. So you're Mad Eye Moody.
So you get advantage on any perception rolls that involve seeing stuff.
Nice. That's awesome for a rogue, right?
Bard.
All right.
Bard.
20.
Rogue?
Yeah.
15.
15. Choose from choice. Scott, 20.
All right, here we go.
Military.
14.
Military.
Drafted into the military, and I promise that is what you roll. I did not just choose that because he said that.
Go ahead, I got a tattoo.
You get a tattoo?
Yes.
Of what and where?
It's a trans age
of adulthood. I'm getting a tattoo.
It's to
did you get a prison?
No, it's to cover all the whip marks on my back.
And what is it of?
It's a
spoiled whip.
A tree.
Your favorite dwarf.
It might be
a storm.
You
tempest?
It's true. It could be like a raging like storm cloud.
Alright, you can think about that later. Alright, what branch of the military did you get drafted into? Roll a 20.
5.
Archers. Roll 2d6.
Archers. I'm elf.
Yeah, but
6.
So you go in as a private?
I was a corporal.
1 to 3 events.
Devoted,
shit. Oh, you're a different branch.
Yeah.
1 to 3 events. We don't know. We don't know that branch you were a corporal in. You're a private over here.
Two.
One.
You rolled a 2, so roll a 20.
It's a 1, yeah.
Oh crap!
One.
That's a battle. So roll 2 20s. Subtract the second from the first.
The first one is you, and the second one is them.
15.
Good, good.
5.
So you won. You won, and you're captured and enslaved.
And I'm captured and enslaved.
I love how the good things are like, you lose an eye, the bad things are like, you know.
But I won!
1 to 3 events of being enslaved.
So my team captured and enslaved.
Just as long as they don't clip your wings.
All right.
So
one, D3, yep.
So I roll a 5, so that's a 2.
So that's 3, so roll. 3. Yep, so roll a 20 3 times.
Oh, Lord.
18. You fail to escape, you get branded, beaten, and receive a serious wound. Roll a 20.
You said military, now he's going to lose a wing.
I'm 4. Starting to feel a little creeped out by this.
You lose 1 to 4 teeth. Do you have teeth?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, next event. 20.
You got a birdie mouth.
18.
Like a hockey star.
That's the same one. You get beaten. Quit trying to escape. Roll a 20.
I'm going
to
get out this time.
4.
No.
And you lose more teeth. You're rolling the same numbers. What's going on?
I don't know.
How many teeth?
Eight teeth so far. Roll a 20 again.
1 to 4?
1 to 4 each time.
So yeah, let's see. It may just be 2.
But you got. But he's getting branded each time, so he's got 2 brands now. 20.
Like when you run out of skin, 12. Man.
Yeah. Then what do they mark?
You participate in a slave revolt. Roll a D6.
So, third time's a charm.
And they lose. He's beaten and
branded. You succeed, and the owner is killed.
There you go.
There you go.
I take his teeth.
So you got out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I can deck those on his teeth.
Danny?
Roll 2d4 to find out how many teeth.
I didn't see you writing much over there, so make sure you remember that stuff. Sounds like some good role-playing stuff.
9.
9 is a blessing.
Yay, something good. Baby.
Blessing.
A blessing. You die a horrible death. Wait, that's not a blessing.
And you're brought back to life.
20.
You're brought back to life with maggots in your scrotum.
7.
So I hate slavery.
I don't
know.
Who does it?
Roll,
I would
not have
thought that.
Roll a 20.
I would not have thought that would have been an issue.
6.
Okay. You have a scaly, monstrous abdomen. Your blessing is your abdomen is exceptionally beautiful.
That's
a nice it's like green and turquoise and color.
Can we vote that he gets something else?
No, I think that's cool.
You want to get a different curse?
No, his
blessing, rather?
His pretty green, scaly leg or whatever.
It's green and, and turquoise
it's like
and
gold.
It shines. And if he turns to straight, it changes color.
You got to wear a mid-drip all the time.
You should with an abs like that.
No, I'm rolling again.
All right.
Just because he deserves something to good to happen.
In.
Or something really worse.
You have a natural talent. Roll a D6.
There you go. He can do this.
4.
For money management.
Gamekeeper makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, 20.
Okay, you're in charge of the party's
I
money
had
now.
I have one adult one here. So 10.
10 is you get betrothed to a political marriage.
Oh. So first they were trying to, you know, hook you up with a god, right?
No, she was the god.
Or, yeah, she was
they betrothed her to you!
No, not okay, we finally figured out that they're 2 females and they cannot procreate together because they're also 2 different races that don't breed.
So, all right, 1 to 3 events.
Now we're going to hook her up with...
You got 3 events. Roll 20.
13.
So I'm
in this your beloved is sold into slavery and that ends your romance. So we're going to take a break here, and then when we come back, we're going to be doing something totally different, but it still will involve these characters.
Whoop. Whoop, whoop.